Hi, and welcome to episode 2. Is called Put Me In, Coach. My name is Kale, and this is Sam next to me.
How's it going, everyone? Welcome to TNT Boys Podcast.
Today, we're going to be talking about sports with like coaching and coaching hirings and who we think we, you know, RA coaches, great coaches. And then we're going to move on to sports, movie, and films that have been made and if we think what we think about them, you know?
Sounds awesome to me. I think before that, we'll do a quick recap of our last episode.
Well, what do you want to talk about that we're going to recap?
Well, I mean, just a quick recap. We talked about some free agency signings, some of the interesting ones. Like, I mean, obviously there's a lot going on in the NFL, like with all the different quarterback changes and even like a lot of big name running backs.
Yes.
Talked a lot about Nebraska football and college football in general, and talked about some sports we'd like to get into and some sports we don't really like watching. And really it was mostly about sports. Just a quick recap. So we'll go ahead and get into today's topic, NFL and NCAA coaches.
Yes. Yes. I'll ask you first. Who do you think was an interesting hire from college and pro this year or this off season so far?
So this off season so far, I think the biggest NFL hire has definitely been Jim Harbaugh from a coaching perspective. I really think he's going to help the Chargers. I know you mentioned in our last episode how you think they might be trying to drive Herbert out of town.
Whoa. I'm not a bad guy around here.
I'm accusing you, man. No, I'm kidding. Jim Harbaugh, I think he's really the coach that Justin Herbert needs to really kind of take that team to the next level. I think they're going to rebuild some pieces around him and get him another good receiver and a good running back. But I think he's the coach they need to contend not only in the AFC, but in the AFC West division, because there's a lot of good coaches in that division now. Another big hire in that division is Antonio Pierce getting signed full-time as the Raiders' new head coach. Plus, you got Andy Reid in Kansas City, in my opinion, one of the greatest coaches of all time.
Legit thought he was going to get... I thought he was going to retire.
No, he ain't retiring.
No.
That's Cheeseburger Andy.
They didn't give enough cheeseburger to retirement party.
And then Sean Payton with Denver. You know, they had a rough year last year, but Sean Payton's still a good coach. So I'd say those are probably two of the most interesting in the NFL.
I liked New Orleans Sean Payton, but Denver Sean Payton, I think he came there with a cocky ego.
Yeah, they almost seem like two different people.
He needs to go back to the retirement life and, you know, talk about sports or talk about football on the football shows.
The analyst side.
Yeah, I can't remember the name.
If he can get a good quarterback, I think they'll be fine. But they still currently right now, the Denver Broncos listed their starting quarterback is Jarrett Stidham. Because they got rid of Russell.
So. Did they try him before or was that somebody else that tried
Jarrett? No, he started a few games last year after they benched Russell.
Stidham's not great.
I mean, he's not a starter. He's a good backup.
I could see him drafting a quarterback if someone is really good available.
For sure.
I mean, Giants could get rid of, you know, Mike Jones. I'm just saying. Or not. Is it Mike?
Daniel Jones.
What am I saying Mike Jones for?
Mac Jones. Idiot. You're thinking of Mac Jones.
Yeah, I don't know why. Uh-oh, this guy doesn't know sports. Uh-oh.
So what are your most interesting coach hires of the offseason, Kale?
Jared Mayo.
Okay, yeah, that's
a good one. I know I talked about last time.
Jerod Mayo,
Jared.
Is it Jared or Jerod?
I call him the grocery list.
Yeah, because of Mayo.
I find players that were once players interesting when they transition to the coach.
Yeah.
I sometimes think that he would be better as a coordinator, but I mean, we'll see how he does, I guess.
Yeah.
I think they got a pretty good team. I do think they're missing a few pieces, obviously now quarterback and.
You know what I think what the most interesting coaching firing was? Mike Vrabel from Tennessee.
Yes, I agree.
He's a good coach.
I agree.
And he really kind of turned, I think 2019 was his first year there. He turned that team around once he benched Marcus Mariota and started Ryan Tannehill. And they won a lot of games. And
they beat Tom Brady.
They made it to the AFC Championship game and lost to the Chiefs at Arrowhead.
Yeah, remember we watched that that game at my house?
Brady's last game as a Patriot. He threw a pick six to lose it.
Yeah, and who caught that? I can't remember. Was it Logan Ryan?
I'm not sure. It was a pick six to win the game. Yeah, it was in overtime, I think.
And they caught it at the end zone.
Yeah.
And then ran it back.
Yep.
Oh, I remember him, Belichick, when they played each other, they would troll each other.
Yeah. Vrabel, he used to play for Belichick.
Well, yeah. Yeah. He knew what he does. He knew every play he ran.
Yep. And then they just used Derrick Henry. And that's one signing we didn't talk about in the last episode is him going to Baltimore.
Baltimore is going to be overrated. They're going to be damn good.
Oh, yeah. Lamar and Derrick Henry in the same backfield.
But part of me feels like there's going to be that another super team that never gets it, you know?
I think they're going to be legit.
I think they're going to be legit, too.
I think they'll get it. Lamar's going to get a ring.
I think so. I think he's – I hate when they talk about, he's – you know.
I hate it when they dog on Lamar. Yeah,
He's a quarterback kind of guy.
I just don't think he's a running back. He's gonna go to the Hall of Fame.
I think so too, yeah.
He's got two MVPs now. That's not easy to do.
Oh, one thing I forgot to bring up in the last episode. Did you know they actually submitted the new rule change this year for the NFL?
What's that rule change?
You know, remember how the tackles that on the Detroit Lions, Kirby Joseph did? That knee-busting one?
Yep.
I don't know how to feel about it. A lot of people are not going to like what I got to say, but yeah, whatever.
So which teams do you think will struggle with a new coach?
College and pro? We didn't really talk about college.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about college. What are some new, Alabama.
Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah.
I think he's going to struggle a little bit.
I think they definitely will. They'll have some early struggles, early on, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. So usually too. Alabama plays, usually early on in the year, they play Duke or
the shit teams.
Some team that's not really good.
Beat the shit out of them
and then he boosts their confidence.
Remember one year they lost to, what was that team they lost to? It was one of the first few years of Saban. And Saban was pissed.
Yeah. I can't remember. Yeah.
You know, it's just if Nebraska played fucking Troy and then Troy just comes out of nowhere hey, we're going to kick your ass or South Alabama or
Georgia Southern.
Jordan's out of all teams, Georgia Southern.
That's when Frost got fired.
That right there, that one still stings.
Yeah.
I think
Alabama will hit their stride eventually. I think they'll struggle a little bit in their first year without Saban for sure because Saban's a legend. You can't just replace that productivity and that type of person.
Yeah. I think Jim Harbaugh is going to struggle. I know we just talked about it.
No, I think they'll struggle a little bit, but I do think he'll take the Chargers back to the playoffs, though. I think they'll be a wild card team.
Yeah.
I think the Chiefs still win that. The Chiefs still win that division. They still own that conference. But
yeah, obviously.
But I think the Chargers will be maybe a fifth or sixth seed next year.
Yeah. I'm just looking up the coaches that got hired because I can't remember the top of my head right now. Unless Zach, if you could pull it up too.
For who?
NFL?
Either or. Oh yeah.
Oh, Raheem Morris, that's right.
Wasn't he a former player, wasn't he?
Not that I know of. He used to head coach the Bucks a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
And he was DC for the Rams last year.
Zach Orr got hired for that'd have been. Oh yeah. Carolina.
Yep.
That organization is just.
I think they'll struggle. I think they're just
a dumpster fire right now.
My personal opinion, I think Bryce Young is a bust.
Really?
I do.
I don't think he has players around him. That's me.
What are you talking about? He had Adam Thielen last year and Chuba Hubbard.
He doesn't have a line.
He has now.
Zach, go back up. The Dallas one. Did you know he got hired as defense coordinator?
I remember hearing something about it.
I think if he does all right, I think he'll go be a head coach somewhere again.
That's because Dan Quinn went to Washington.
Yep. And you guys got a new.
Yeah, we fired Joe Barry And that was needed because with all the talent we have on defense, we should have been way better.
And then you got the Las Vegas Raiders, Antonio Pierce. He was a foreign player.
Yeah.
Running back or linebacker?
He was a linebacker.
Yeah, I thought so. Yep.
For the Chargers, I think.
Yeah. And then you got the Chargers, and then...
There's Gerard Mayo.
Clint Kubiak. I do think the Giants are going to fire the coach next year. Mac McDonald for Seahawks, yep.
Yeah, because Pete Carroll. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she took an office position, and Brian Callahan is actually...
You related to Bill Callahan?
Yes, that's his son.
Yeah. Okay. And then, Dan Quinn to Washington.
Oh, wait, go back up. Did you know they hired...
Cliff Kingsbury?
Yeah.
No, I actually didn't know that.
Because I remember that day we were at Top Golf and I told you about it. I forgot he said no, and then he went to them instead.
Who did he say no to?
I don't remember. I think it was...
I remember him saying no to someone, some team. But Washington, having him as their OC is going to help because they have Marcus Mariota now.
Yeah.
And
he could bounce back.
I like Marcus Mariota. He was really good in college. He won a Heisman.
Oregon. Woo.
He had a couple decent years. Yeah, in Oregon. He had a couple decent years with the Titans. He led them to the playoffs one year.
I wish they never got rid of him.
Honestly, I think in Atlanta, when he went to Atlanta.
He's better than Ritter for sure.
Way better. Desmond Ritter.
Way better.
I don't like Desmond. Desmond Ritter is not that good.
Georgia State's all right. Sean Elliott went back to Carolina.
Sean Foster used to be an actual NFL running back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard a lot of people didn't like that one for Chip Kelly's replacement.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien. Brian, I didn't know he went to
Ohio State.
Yeah. Yeah. Sharon Moore. Yeah. That's who the guy who replaced Harbaugh.
I think they'll still be pretty good.
Yeah. And Brett Brennan from San Jose. Jed Fish. Saban. Oh, yeah. Jimbo Fisher. I think he should coach somewhere else, too.
Yeah. He'll get a job.
Yeah. Mel Tucker. Pat Fitzgerald gone. You know, Barber. That's another one right there, the Syracuse one. I wish they never fired him. I thought he was a great coach for Syracuse.
Yeah.
He was a really good coach.
I didn't really pay attention to Syracuse that closely last year.
And Trent Bray was a part of Nebraska at one point for Mike Riley's staff. And then Indiana hired a really good one from James Madison. Duke did all right.
Oh, Brady Hoke retired.
Yeah, did you not know he went back for years to San Diego?
Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah. He did lose a lot of weight, though.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. And then Boise State, you remember... It was our defense coordinator for Scott Frost, Chandler?
Shenander.
Did you know Shenander. He was their defense coordinator last year?
For who?
Boise.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, he left with Scott Frost. He got fired with him pretty much the day after.
Yeah. Oh, and Tony, that was another surprising one. Jerry Kill is... He is a journeyman.
Coach Kill. Didn't he used to coach Minnesota?
Yeah. And then he had health problems and then he left. And then,
how would you like that to be playing for a coach named Kill?
Hey, killer. Hey, Coach Kill. Yeah, but I mean, I think this, some of these teams are going to struggle. I think San Jose obviously is going to struggle.
Yeah.
Arizona will struggle. Washington will struggle. Michigan State will struggle.
Yeah. I honestly think New England might struggle a little bit with Gerard Mayo.
Yeah.
But just to start, but I think he can still be their long-term guy.
Yeah. What will make, okay, who do you think will make good, former players will make good coaches? And it could be, we'll do head coach, offense coordinator, defense coordinator, unless you have a different position you want to say.
Honestly, I think... he's a former player. I think Peyton Manning would be a great coach.
I don't think that'll happen, though. They would have to pay him really a lot of money for that.
I think he could be a great head coach, but I also think he could be a great OC or a great, obviously a great quarterback's coach.
I could just only imagine how pissed, like if, you know how like they would say coaches, their show, the coaches getting pissed. I can only imagine what he would look like. It'd just be funny with his big old forehead and just get red.
Tom Brady, I think would be, I think a great coach.
Speaking of him, did you know he's going to be on Fox now?
Yeah.
They're going to get rid of
Greg Olson.
G-Ray.
I'm glad. I can't stand listening to Greg Olson.
Dude, have you ever heard his rap?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, people are annoyed by Romo on CBS. I don't mind Romo, but Greg Olson, I don't know why. He just annoys me.
Romo's all right. He's just kind of slow for me.
He was really, like, the hype at first, like, when he first started. Like predicting plays and stuff.
You can't beat out the one who goes, now here's a guy.
Chris Collinsworth.
Now here's a guy.
John Madden was the best, though.
Yes.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Anyway, keep naming some players you got.
I'm thinking, I mean, I know Brett Favre coaches high school all down in Mississippi.
He ain't going to do it. I mean, with the allocations he's been going.
No, around. I know. But I'm just saying, I know he's done some coaching since he retired, and his offenses are really good.
I think those concussions are catching up to him.
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, you listen to him talk now, it's like.
Slow and
yeah, it's.
Yeah, he definitely has a CTE.
Yeah. I honestly think, I mean, I'm naming off mostly quarterbacks just because I think it translates, like it's the closest position to being a coach.
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I think he could be a great quarterback coach, like from a skills perspective.
Do you think he will do it though?
No.
No.
I think when he's done playing, he'll have some different endeavors in life. I think he's above.
He thinks he's above.
I don't think he thinks that. I just think he has way more interests than just football. Like some of these quarterbacks, especially players, but a lot of quarterbacks.
He's more
football's their whole life.
You know, even though he's from California, he's more your hippie type of.
He kind of gives off that vibe, but he's real.
We can't take steroids, but hey, he could take any psychedelic drug he wants. You know.
I mean, you listen to him talk on some of these other podcasts.
He's
and
very
stuff.
Smart. I like.
He's
that,
very
though.
Smart. He's very just real. Like he doesn't put up a front. He doesn't, you know, he just kind of speaks his mind and says what he wants to say. And people either respect the hell out of him or they hate him. You know
what? He's just the guy. He's one of the guys.
He's one of the guys. You listen to him talk. He's one of the guys. He doesn't think he's above anyone. I don't feel like he thinks he has the superiority complex.
He looks like to be honest, he looks like a stoner. I'm not going to lie to you.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be either.
But a lot of NFL players that you wouldn't guess.
We're stoners, but we're.
But yeah, you know? Exactly. Who else? Who are some players you would think of?
Ray Lewis.
Really?
Yeah. He won't do it though, but I mean.
He'd be a great line, like just a great defensive coach.
Yeah.
Linebackers especially.
And I'm not being biased when I say this, but Jared Goff.
J.J. Watt.
Yes, he won't do it though.
You don't think so?
I mean, I don't think the commentary thing is going to work out for him. I think he'll get bored.
Remember when he was like doing analyst stuff for the Super Bowl? They made fun of his hair.
Yeah.
He styled his hair differently. Everyone made fun of him.
And he got that one middle school haircut right there.
Yeah. It looked like Naruto, the anime.
Who else would I think? Sue,
yeah.
He would be a hell of a strength conditioning coach and defense coordinator coach.
D-line.
Yes. Yes. That's who we need, a defense in Nebraska.
For sure.
If we're really, really in desperate need.
I think Drew Brees would be a good coach.
Oh, 100% on that one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he just, a lot of these quarterbacks, they just know the game so well.
Yeah.
I mean, they could coach any position, really.
Yeah.
Because when you play quarterback at that high of a level, even when you play it at the high school level these days, you need to know what everyone's doing.
Yeah.
Everyone else on the field.
Mm-hmm.
So when you play it that long, you can coach any position.
Oh, man. Especially. Now you got my wheels turning in my head. Oh, man.
You going to coach, Kale?
I remember the dream of the YMCA football teams. We're thinking about coaching with you, me, and Robbie. Or you, Robbie, and I.
Right.
I would be the defense and offensive line coach. You'd be the running back coach and quarterback, probably.
I could, I mean, if we're each taking an offensive and defensive position, I'd probably take offense, I'd take backs, just backs, and defense, I'd probably do linebackers.
You know that movie, Division II Football's Finest?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be us.
That'd be like us, yeah.
I'm the or what was it? You're the lawnmower and I'm the grass. And they're like, wait, that's not how it goes. Well, don't matter. Man, we gotta watch that movie again. That was a good one.
It's a funny one.
A very funny one. I remember when I was younger, I discovered that and I showed everybody in middle school or junior high, and then we just all just stopped. We just never stopped quoting it for a while.
Yeah. No, I think going back to like some players that we think would be good coaches, like either current or former. You think it would be funny? I mean, he might be a good coach, but I also think it'd be kind of funny to watch him coach Marshawn Lynch. Coach like running back son. Marshawn Lynch was a funny dude.
I think Kirk Cousins would. He'd be a great coach.
Yeah.
He'd be a really good head coach. Who else? Let's see. Marcus Mariota.
Think so?
I think he'd be all right.
You ever watch the documentary Quarterback?
No.
On Netflix?
No. Everyone's surprised when I tell them no.
It's really good, and you get a deep dive. It's Patrick Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, and Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
And it's three different perspectives, because Mahomes is obviously like the superstar, like
obviously
super talented. You know, he can do a lot of things off script. Kirk Cousins is very like calculated.
Yeah.
He does a lot of film work. And then Mariota is kind of the guy that like got lost in the shuffle and like lost his job. And now he's trying to fight off it's the year he was in Atlanta and he ended up getting replaced by Desmond Ridder.
Yeah. Or Tannehill too.
It's just interesting. Like you get a bigger appreciation for guys like that.
They're coming out with a receivers one.
I saw that.
Amon St. Brown's on that one. I'm actually excited for that
Devontae
one.
Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good ones. I'm excited for that one too. They were going to do a second season of Quarterback, but they couldn't get enough people to commit.
I think they were too scared to say stuff. I think it has to be something with that, like along the lines, you know, obviously.
I think they tried to get like Joe Burrow. They tried to get three new ones. They tried to get Burrow. They tried to get... I can't remember, but I know Joe Burrow was one of them.
When I talk,
they couldn't do it, though.
When I talk football with Maya, she will always have to bring up Joey B.
That's because she's got a little crush on him.
I know. But yeah, she says she's a Vikings fan. I'm like, okay. I don't want to get myself in trouble with her. Well,
they got Sam Darnold now. She can start looking at.
Yeah. She's apparently a Vikings fan.
I didn't know that.
For the longest time, I didn't know that either.
Some other players that might be good coaches.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know, Larry Fitzgerald. Yeah, I can see that. Luke, yeah. Definitely.
I could definitely see Russell Wilson maybe being a coach down the line.
Maybe. I don't know
about He's kind of like... he's very out there on social media and really is like,
he'd be an awkward ass coach. I'm not going to lie.
He's very kind of corny with some of the stuff he says and stuff, but his play style is, you know, he can do well off script. He's got a good skill set. He's played the position for a long time. And I think he could coach some of those things.
Russell Wilson,
I couldn't see him being a head coach, but I could see him being a quarterback's coach.
He'd be awkward.
Or a quarterback skills coach.
I just think of all the memes in my head right now.
But honestly, like if you were a young quarterback trying to make it big, and Russell Wilson, like you had the opportunity to learn from Russell Wilson, wouldn't you?
Obviously. But like what I'm saying is like...
just his sense of humor and everything like that.
You know how awkward... Have you seen a Subway commercial?
Yeah. Danger Witch or whatever.
I feel like he's going to be like that awkward. Like, try my Danger Witch sandwich.
No.
Here is this play. Here, throw the ball like this.
Nah.
Cam Chandler, I forget about him. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Legion of Boom.
That I wish.
Richard Sherman. He's on Undisputed now, isn't he?
Yeah, because I think I like to think that they put the...
Because with Skip Bayless...
They found the two biggest dicks to go against the biggest dick. I guess that's how I'll describe it.
There's three of them. Richard Sherman.
Michael Irvin.
And Keyshawn Johnson.
They found the biggest douchebags to go against the biggest douchebag at that, you know?
I don't think I'd call them douchebags.
I mean...
They're fun. They're
Richard Sherman could come off as a douchebag.
Okay. He's also really smart, though.
Yes, and I don't doubt that. And Michael Irvin, he's funny as hell.
Irvin's fun to listen to. And Keyshawn Johnson's hilarious, too.
Yeah, but he's cocky. Very cocky.
Yeah.
I wish his son would have worked out in Nebraska, but
I don't like all the hate Skip Bayless gives Aaron Rodgers, though, growing up a Packers fan, being a huge fan of Aaron.
Alex Smith, I wish he would be coach.
Alex Smith.
He's not really good at commentating.
He'd be a great quarterback's coach.
But do you think his injury that he had where he took a bone out, think that limits him to move?
I mean, he came back and played one more year after that, though. He won comeback player of the year, like 2020.
Andre Johnson.
Led him to the playoffs.
And Andre Johnson would be a good receiver coach because, I mean,
he's a Texans. He's the greatest Houston Texan of all time.
He's going to be the first Hall of Famer.
Him and J.J. Watt are definitely the greatest Texans of all time.
You can't forget about Brian Schaub, though.
Who?
Brian Schaub.
You mean Matt Schaub?
Matt Schaub. Why am I getting names mixed up today? Why?
Matt Schaub, are you serious?
Yes.
He was good for a few years, but he's no Hall of Famer.
No, not I'm not saying, but
he'd be in the Texans
Hall of Fame. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Did you know Chad Ochocinco? Ochocinco? Chad Johnson.
Ochocinco.
Chad Johnson will actually be, I think he's coaching.
Is he?
I think so.
I'd believe it.
I don't remember team though.
I mean, he may not be coaching. I would say he might be like running like camps like Cam Newton does.
No, he's doing a full-time professional coach somewhere.
On that note though.
The Raiders. He's doing it for the Raiders.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, it's, you know why? He's a huge fan of Devontae Adams. He's been open about that.
He's doing receivers and I think corners.
He likes watching Devontae Adams because of the footwork.
Okay, yeah.
And he plays for the Raiders.
Larry would be a good receiver coach.
Yeah.
Mangold would be a really good offensive line coach, center coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those guys would work out, yeah.
How about Cam Newton? He runs those camps. You heard about him getting jumped at that camp, right?
I saw the video.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about that a little bit, actually.
I'm not going to lie. He backed up his shit. He defended himself pretty well.
Dude, I don't know what these kids thought. Cam Newton is 6'5", 250.
And they were shorter.
When he was in the NFL, he made other NFL players look small.
Yeah.
Like, they think they're just going to jump Cam Newton. he's a big, strong dude.
Yeah. I'm sure that when he pulls on these camps.
And he didn't throw any punches. He just held his ground.
You sure? I thought he did.
No.
I thought he defended himself.
He defended himself, but he didn't go on the offense.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah. And he talked about it on his podcast.
I'll be honest, I haven't watched like a whole episode of his podcast, but I've seen clips. I saw the clip where he was talking how he felt about Brock Purdy. I did agree a little bit. I didn't agree.
He has his opinions about
certain people,
game managers versus game changers, I think is what it is at quarterback. And he calls Brock, he said Brock Purdy's a game manager.
Did he say something about Dak though? Like he was good?
No, he said Dak's a game manager. And he said your boy Jared Goff's a game manager.
Yeah, well he is. He's a general on that field, yeah.
But here's the thing is game manager doesn't mean you're not talented.
No. He just knows how to manage the game.
Right.
But Jared Goff, though, I mean, look at him. Last 2 years, he's
turned his career around in Detroit, for sure,
Getting out of California was probably the best that he's done for himself.
And talking about coaching, Dan Campbell, he won Coach of the Year last year, right?
Yes, he did. Yeah. He did.
He's a great coach.
He's an awesome
coach. Bite those kneecaps, you know?
A lot of people, ever since Kirby Joseph did the hip tackle or the knee tackle on T.J. Hockenson,
yeah.
Everyone's like, well, why did they got to say that? That's not okay. No.
Why they got to say that? Yeah, I know.
Oh, man. Now, I love interviews when they do Dan Campbell. Man, we got to go out there and do some defense and change little things up on the special teams now and yada, yada, yada. You know, he's a Texas guy, so I got to do a little accent with it. But I would run through a wall for Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell is the man.
To play for.
Dan Campbell is the man.
Yeah.
He, oh, man, I could talk about him.
There's a few coaches in the NFL. It's like he'd be fun to play for. Dan Campbell's one of them. I'd say Mike Tomlin would be a fun coach to play for. Yes. Andy Reid.
Yes.
For sure.
I would never want to play for Belichick. I've seen a video where players would come into the locker room and they'd be like, oh, yeah, we won this game. Yeah. And then they go up to Belichick after they get done with the other coaches. They just like, oh, firm handshake. And there they go.
That was the Patriot way. That's how it was, man. It was just all business for them. That's why they were so good. They didn't like, they were just one game after the other, go 1-0 every week.
So what I want to talk about next is, do you think organizations like general managers, owners give up on their new coaches too easily now? So look at the Raiders last year with McDaniels. Davis, I think he gave up on him right away, but he kind of didn't at the same time.
Josh McDaniels has kind of built that reputation for himself. Yes. He can't really get it done as a head coach.
Yes.
But he's a great OC.
But sometimes I like to think that Brady made him.
Yeah. But he did good. Mac Jones' rookie year was his best year so far. Yes. as a pro.
Yep.
And Josh McDaniels was his OC that year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if they wouldn't have let him go, Mac Jones probably would have kept progressing, but instead they gave him a DC as his OC and a special teams coordinator as his quarterback coach.
Yeah.
So he regressed heavily. And then his third year, they played musical chairs. They completely destroyed his development.
I thought he was probably one of Nick Saban's best quarterbacks ever.
Yeah. I mean, definitely up there. I think, honestly, I think his best quarterback ever didn't even finish his career with him, and that's Jalen Hurts. He finished with Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I'd take Jalen Hurts over Tua. I'd take him over Mac. Take him over Bryce Young.
I would take Mac Jones over Tua.
Nah. After his rookie year, I would have said that. But he's regressed too much, and Tua had a good year last year.
He did, yes.
He's injury prone. I don't think he would be that good without that offense.
Yes.
Without those pieces around him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not totally sold on Tua yet, but I would, at this moment, I would take him over Mac Jones.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Back to what we were talking about with
general managers giving up on their coaches. Yes. Yeah. We're off on a tangent there. It's okay.
I mean, sorry, but, you know, Chargers this year, they gave up.
Brandon Staley?
No, they didn't give up. They chose to keep going with him, give him chances after chances.
Well, they made the playoffs not last year, but the year before. So yes. They gave him a chance. And I mean, he's supposed to be a defensive coach, and their defense was terrible.
Okay, look at Brian Flores.
Yeah.
Well, he was there 1 year, right?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, they give up on him too easily, and I think he was a good coach.
I think it's not just with coaches. I think it's with young quarterbacks, too.
Yes.
I feel like teams are so quick nowadays to give up on a young quarterback. Like the Cardinals back in, after the 2018 season, Josh Rosen, they drafted him out of UCLA.
He's not good, though.
I feel like he could have been, though, in the right situation.
He was one of those quarterbacks that came in the draft very overhyped, I think.
I think he could have been better. He could have been, yes. I think with the right situation and the right support, he could have been really good.
Even the Dolphins gave up.
Because he did some training under Aaron Rodgers into his rookie year. And people drew like comparisons, you know?
Yeah.
And they gave up on him after 1 year, and they drafted Kyler Murray.
Yeah, even the Dolphins gave up on Rosen right away.
Yeah, because they had Ryan Fitzpatrick, and then they went to Rosen, gave up on him, and then they drafted Tua.
Now here's going to be a little touchy one here. Now, bear with me on this. Do you think, and I don't want, it's, we might get something for this, do you think color will affect a head coach sometimes? Like Brian Flores, right?
Right.
I think he was fired for his color, and I think that's bullshit. The Art Rooney rule is bullshit.
There'd been some of that. That was definitely a big talking point at that time.
Yeah.
It definitely was. And yes. It very well could have been the reason, or it could not have been. I mean,
we don't know.
We don't know. I mean, it's kind of weird how it happened.
It just seemed pretty obvious.
It definitely seemed that way because it was a few different coaches, was it not?
I think there's been coaches in the past that didn't get hired. Like, who's the offense coordinator that was the Chiefs or the Washington?
Yeah.
Or no, he was for Washington and got fired. Now
he was for the Chiefs first, wasn't he? And then he went to Washington.
Belemi, OC. Eric Belemi.
Yeah.
I think that's what caused him not to get hired last year.
Yeah.
And, actually, you know what? Speaking of him, I can't remember where he went, but it don't matter. Who is the...
It was Bieniemy. Eric Bieniemy. Yeah. You said Belemi.
I thought it was Belemi this whole time.
Bieniemy.
Who was the...
Coach Belemi.
Who was the Husker coach that took over Scott Frost?
Oh, Mickey Joseph.
Yeah. Did you know he got hired?
Where?
He's the head coach of Grambling State.
Really?
Yes.
See, I liked Mickey Joseph. And then I heard about, and then you hear about what happened, and it's like, shit, man.
Shit.
Like, man. I wanted him to stay on staff, whether, you know, even if it wasn't as head coach, even if it would have just been like as an OC or a receivers coach or a scouting, you know, the scouting guy, whatever. Like, he's experienced, he knows what he's doing, and he's got ties to Nebraska. He played quarterback for us.
All right, so we're going to move on to who are your top, best, and worst coaches you have ever seen?
So I know we've kind of dogged on him so far in the podcast, but Bill Belichick is, in my opinion, the greatest coach of all time.
I would put Saban over him.
Okay, so in college, I would put Saban. In NFL, I would put Belichick.
Yes.
Overall, I'd probably still put Belichick.
I would agree with that, yeah.
But honestly, in college, maybe it's just the Nebraska fan of me, but I would definitely put Tom Osborne in like up there with the greatest.
I'm gonna have to agree with that one, and I'm not trying to be biased. Like, that's,
I mean, there's facts behind it. I mean, the '95 Huskers is considered to be one of the greatest college teams of all time, and Tommy Frazier is considered to be one of the greatest college football players ever.
You know that someone's gonna hear that, like, you're just a biased.
Yeah. You know, oh yeah, for sure.
I love when people talk bad about it, like. Oh, you're just bringing up in 94 because you don't need to be, you know.
You did bring up 94. Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay. I'm not wrong. It's
yeah.
like.
No, yeah, they will.
So it's like, okay, let's talk about your team. Let's talk. Like, say if I'm talking to an Iowa fan, you're just talking about 94. Like, no. Let's talk about your championships.
We're just talking about the history.
Like, yeah, like, sure. I think you're like, I hate Iowa fans, but I respect the program.
Yeah.
Then they've been historically good.
I honestly respect their brand of football. It's old school.
Yeah.
Kind of like Wisconsin. I mean, I appreciate that old school I formation, fullback. Like, I like that style of offense.
Another coach that was great in college football, I would have to say, Bill Bryant or Bear Bryant.
Bear Bryant.
Yeah, Bear Bryant. Yep.
Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer, Saban.
He was terrible in the NFL.
He was a joke.
And after kind of learning like what kind of person he was in the NFL, like
a joke.
And then there was rumors of him coming to Nebraska. It's like, okay, yeah.
A joke.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, I know he can win. He knows how to win at the college level.
I don't know.
But do we want, is that the guy we want to represent our team?
Nebraska.
Yeah.
Which we're historically known for good things.
Yeah.
NFL wise.
So yeah,
John Madden, obviously.
I definitely would say Bill Belichick is my number one.
I can't forget about good old Tom Landry.
The greatest Bill Walsh is definitely up there.
Yeah.
My top Chuck for Null. Green Bay, Vince Lombardi. He's gotta be on this list.
Yeah.
Gotta be. Don Shula.
Yeah. Goat.
Vince Lombardi. Yep. And then Bill. Yep.
Yeah.
So Vince Lombardi's number two,
yeah,
according to that list. But he's definitely the greatest Packers all-time coach. But Mike McCarthy,
yep,
obviously won us a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Mike Holmgren.
I wish you guys would have kept Mike McCarthy.
I think it was time to just part our ways.
To be fair, though, he resurged his career in Dallas.
However, people are already calling for his head, even though he's led them to three straight 12-win seasons.
That's just Dallas, though. That's just how Dallas rolls.
And, yeah, they haven't had a lot of success in the playoffs, but they've had success. Like,
yeah.
You don't just win 12 games 3 years in a row and fire your head coach. And I hate the Cowboys, but they've been good.
Yeah. I'm going on record and say this. I really, really hate bandwagon Cowboy fans when they come out of the woodwork. So they're good. I hate Dak Prescott. I'm sorry.
Why do you hate Dak Prescott?
He's a good quarterback. He should not be getting paid for what he's getting paid for.
Why do you hate him for that? Because he's getting his money.
No, I'm not saying I'm hating for his money. I think he's just a crybaby bitch. I mean, what else do you want me to say? I'm being blunt.
Kale's on record on the TNT Boys podcast. Dak Prescott is a crybaby bitch.
He is.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I'm sure you could name a quarterback that's a crybaby.
I mean, almost all quarterbacks are crybabies.
He cries the most.
And Dak, you really think Dak does? I don't know. I mean, I love Patrick Mahomes, but he cries a lot.
You know, they had one conference. He had one press conference when he was talking about his first contract.
You know what quarterback doesn't cry?
Who?
Lamar Jackson.
You know, quarterback that doesn't cry?
He's just got that dog in him.
You know who doesn't cry?
Who?
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff cries.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
No, he don't. I've not seen him once cry on the
Stafford doesn't cry.
Bullshit. They booed me in my home return. I wish I get, you know.
They booed Favre when he came back to Lambeau.
And a lot of people are like, that's messed up.
They booed Andrew Luck when he retired in the Colts home state, Lucas Oil Stadium.
Okay, he retired at a bad time, though.
He did. He did, but you can't blame the guy.
No.
He was in pain.
So what I'll say, though, is like, you know, Matthew Stafford, when he came back and he's like, why did Detroit boo Matthew Stafford? And it's like, well, he left. And I'm glad he left.
They parted ways. I mean, he
wanted to go win a Super Bowl, and I respect that.
They each did what was best for them.
Yes.
Stafford went. He won a Super Bowl. He's had a lot of success in L.A. Detroit is on the up and come. Like, they are, you know, they've improved a lot.
Let's talk about sports, films, and TV shows.
We got to get the worst coach in NFL history on here first.
Oh, my.
Detroit Lions.
Why did you got to do this
Rod
to me?
Marinelli.
Right in my heart. Why'd you have to remind me?
Yep, that's the coach that went 0-16 with you guys.
I just had to slide that in there real fast.
Yep.
How dare you? I don't like you anymore. Just kidding. I'm going home. Okay, so name off your GOAT tier movies and TV shows. Sports related, though.
All right. I got a few. I mean, obviously, I'm a football guy, so it's going to be mostly football related shows. And
it could be both.
TV shows list. And movies. Oh, man. There's so many. I'd have to say Remember the Titans is probably my number one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Gridiron Gang with The Rock as the coach in that movie. That's a good one. But probably my favorite TV series for football is Friday Night Lights.
Yeah. Movie or TV show, though.
That's a TV show.
I know, but it was originally a movie.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking the TV show.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
And that's your top five?
Well, I only named off three so far.
Oh, I thought you named five off. Damn it.
So this list is for both. It's not top five movies, top five TV shows.
Okay.
Or what are you wanting out of this?
I mean, if you want to do both, you can do both in one category. I don't care.
So I'd say movies, Remember the Titans, The Replacements with Keanu Reeves, yeah. Shane Falco.
Yeah.
Yep.
They flipped the truck on him.
Yeah. You're not even a has-been. You're a never was. you scrap or whatever he called him.
Yeah.
You're a scab.
You're a scab.
And then Gridiron Gang. I got to put that in there.
I ain't gonna lie. When I was younger, when we watched that one, I actually cried when the dude got shot. But however, I was very young. So, I mean, I was like, why did they shoot him?
Owens?
Yeah.
Calvin Owens?
Yeah. I was like, why did they shoot him?
And honestly, growing up, I watched The Game Plan.
Yeah.
It was a Disney movie. That one was okay.
Rock one.
I don't know if that's in my top five. Rudy.
Rudy. Rudy. Rudy. Rudy. Rudy.
What? And then that's four right there. So we got Remember the Titans.
You can't forget about Waterboy.
Remember the Titans, Gridiron Gang, The Replacements, Rudy. And then I would say tied for five would either be The Waterboy or The Longest Yard.
Oh.
And then TV shows, Friday Night Lights, All American.
I've never watched that.
All American's pretty good. I like Friday Night Lights better. You know, in terms of actually TV show, like football TV shows, those are the only two I've really watched.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I don't have a really big list for TV shows.
I'd probably slide those ones somewhere in the other list somewhere too, though.
My top five movies would probably be like Waterboy. Waterboy.
Great. Gatorade.
Water sucks.
My mama said that foosball's for the devil.
Chubla Ablangata.
The medulla oblongata.
With the cross-eyed dude.
Yeah. No, yeah, that was... I guess if you really want to, you know, just broaden it to total sports movies, Happy Gilmore would be a good one to put in there. We're just on Adam Sandler now. I mean...
Oh. Waterboy, Friday Night Lights is probably be one of the top shows I would watch.
Yeah. The movie's pretty good, too.
It's all right. Not bad. Still good. I like the Dallas Cowboys stadium scene.
Yeah.
I didn't mind Game Plan, but I feel like there's a... Remember the Titans, obviously.
Gridiron Gang?
Yes. Longest Yard. Longest Yard's really good, too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've seen a little bit of the original.
You like the original or the remake better?
Remake.
Yeah.
But
I'd probably say the remake too.
Burt Reynolds is just a god at acting.
He's good.
He's on the list for me for like with
Clint. Well, they got Michael Irvin and
Ed Cheeseburger with the what's that actor's name?
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews.
Yeah. And then
Joey Diaz.
Can of corn. Can of corn and I'll be fine. Can of corn.
Hey, it's Brucey's time to shine.
Yeah, Brucey's time to shine. And then they had Nelly playing the running back.
Yep. Yeah. And then
they had some big name guys in there.
I think he just shit himself. I'm sorry. I broke with your toy.
Yeah. They broke. He broke in my nose.
I think he just shit himself. Yeah. I like how they added the wrestlers in there. That was a good touch with it as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they had Stone Cold
and Kevin Nash
playing like the fullback for the guards.
Yep, I think he actually played fullback IRL when he was in high school.
And then he had one run and he comes over to the sideline or whatever. And Nelly's character was like, I think his name was Meggett, Earl Meggett.
Yeah,
he's like, man, if I was on defense, I'd crack you in that egg ass head of yours.
And then you know, you got Kevin Nash as I think he was a linebacker, and then you have Goldberg with the X on his jersey.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That guy's awesome. I guess I'll go on the next question here for you. Which movies out of all these sports or lists that you gave, which one would you like to see remade or not remade? Like modernized.
I think it'd be cool to remake or modernize the Friday Night Lights series.
I don't know.
Which honestly, to a point, almost All American is kind of that.
It's still new though.
It's new, but it's kind of that same like sports/drama series.
Yes.
And it's kind of like a Friday Night Lights modernized, but not so much.
I think remade stuff has a history of being good and mostly bad. Remember the Titans a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That was a great, great performance by Denzel Washington.
Are you talking about like remaking it or like changing the whole thing to modernize the movie with current times?
No, I mean like the same script and everything, but like,
just remade.
Remade, like,
okay,
current cameras, 4K and everything, you know, crap sure. like that.
I got you.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I think it'd be just, honestly, Gridiron Game.
Yeah.
I would see that remade.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only two I could really think of. I don't think the other ones would be good remade.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what do you think? Did you like the movie Rudy, the football movie?
Yes, but I feel like you were missing stuff. But at that time, we were at a time where...
Oh, here's a football movie I totally forgot to mention. It's called My All-American. And it's actually based on a true story, which most football movies are based off true stories. And it's kind of like Rudy.
Okay, sorry.
It's kind of like Rudy, if Rudy, like the player himself, didn't suck. Like he actually got a scholarship to Texas, but he
died of a disease.
Yeah, he was a DB.
Yeah.
And he was like, he was undersized, but he was fast.
Yeah, he basically made Darryl Royal.
But he was good.
Yeah.
And he got a scholarship.
Yep.
But he was the underdog story. Yeah. Undersized guy, kind of like Rudy was, but he actually made it and actually started and was good, whereas Rudy didn't.
There's a movie with 50 Cent in it. He is a football movie, and he's like this all great running back and everything. It's kind of weird to see him with dreads and just used to him having short hair.
Yeah.
But he gets cancer after the last game, and he was going to be number one draft pick, and he gets sick, and then he dies.
Which one was that again?
I can't remember what it's called, but
okay.
Good movie.
Yeah. I guess that quarterback documentary is another one I can throw in there. It's pretty good.
Okay, so my next one is, do you think sports movies help young athletes to be, like, do you think they help them to be successful on and off the field or succeed on the field?
Not really. I wouldn't really say movies necessarily do that.
I mean, say like if I'm in high school, right?
Right.
Or if I'm playing YMCA football or whatever.
Yeah.
And I see the movie Longest Yard. Probably should be watching at a young age anyway, but.
It depends on the movie, I guess.
Yes. Like, okay, so we'll use My American, for example.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that motivate you to be a better player and try?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, even like back in high school when I played football, certain football movies would kind of motivate me to kind of work harder and be better. Or like,
oh, I want to try that move.
Like,
and it doesn't work at all.
Right. Like, I think Gridiron Gang's a good one for that. Yeah. Some of the more serious ones, like even Rudy.
Remember the Titans.
Like Remember that, the Titans. That'd be a whole the team. Replacements.
That'd be a good whole team.
Yeah.
Movie.
Yeah. But then you have your more like comedy ones like The Longest Yard and stuff like that. And it's like, it's just funny. It's just fun to watch, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say to a point. Yeah. And it, you know, depending on even like what position you play or what sport it is specifically, you know, if you can even pick up little tidbits for your position in those movies, which ones they spotlight.
Do you watch any sports documentaries? Like, any?
I watched the one on Johnny Manziel.
I haven't seen that one yet. I've seen parts, but I only
it's pretty good. I feel like, and I watched the one on the 03 through or like the mid to late 2000s Florida Gators.
Yeah, I've seen
it was on Netflix. It was on Netflix. It's interesting. They had a lot of like criminals and people on their teams.
They talk about Aaron Hernandez.
Not a lot.
I kind of figured.
Yeah. It's just crazy because you got all like, and they kind of did Chris Leak, yeah, who was the starter before Tebow.
Yeah.
And they kind of like did, they made it out to seem like he was just a trash quarterback when he wasn't.
He wasn't. He was a good quarterback.
Like he was, they won a national championship with him.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow was the backup. They only put him in for like as a gadget player, like for Wildcat stuff.
And he just got popular.
Like he was like a fullback playing quarterback, basically. Just run the ball.
Or a tight end playing quarterback.
Yeah.
You remember when you moved him in a position in the Madden Dynasty?
Yeah, I moved him to running back.
And he was a dog for you.
He
was.
He had that dog in him.
Did he win MVP for you or no?
Nah. He led the league in rushing, though.
Yeah, and that Dynasty was so dumb.
That was Madden. That was one of the older Maddens.
Yeah, because we had the PS3 at the time at the old house, and
yep.
I was the Texans. You were the Chiefs before the Chiefs were the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I did it, but I somehow got my team good, and we had some good games.
Yeah.
There was times that Brody and he won a minute sometimes, but we had good games.
Yeah.
I made him fumble one time on the 1 yard line. He was the Packers, I was the Lions, and I ran it back in. I think I did, but when William and I, we played and that was a good game. We went at least 3 or 4 overtimes. I was the Redskins. He was the Giants.
I had Redskins.
Jimmy, yeah.
You're the Redskins.
Sorry, Commanders. I'm 2 for 2. 0 for 2, I guess. I would run the same play on him every time, and he did not pick that up. I don't remember what play it was, and I would always use my tight end. I was using Jimmy G as quarterback and Jimmy G as tight end.
Jimmy Graham?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Speaking
so of, you're doing Ultimate Team, huh?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
No, we were doing for Madden franchise.
Oh, franchise, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I had the nice maroon jerseys that the Redskins had at the time. Commanders. I mean,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
they were the Redskins at the game, so I'm gonna call them the Redskins.
Yeah.
They were the nice, they're nice all maroon helmet.
Nice.
Like the dark and
looks like the Norfolk Panthers.
Yeah, they're another story some other day. Our experience with that. yeah, I mean, I like I hope they make more. No, actually, no. So NFL wise, there's what WWE's been doing lately. I know it's way off topic, but
the what?
The WWE? Do you know they try to find players that don't play NFL anymore? They sign them.
And train I believe them. It.
Yeah, they train.
Well, I mean, hasn't Gronk done a little bit of that?
Right? Yeah, but he wasn't really a wrestler. He was just more of the celebrity.
What about Pat McAfee? Didn't he do some WWE stuff?
Commentary.
Oh, okay.
He did do some wrestling, though. Okay. He was pretty good.
I believe that. Yeah. Because if they're in shape still, I mean, yeah.
They're willing to put their bodies on the line like they do.
Because WWE, I mean, even though it might be scripted or whatever, it's still, you still have to be in shape.
Oh, yeah.
They still have to train really hard to do some of that stuff.
Have you seen some of these guys?
Like, just look at John Cena. Like, there you go. Look at The Rock. I know he doesn't. Well, he made is he doing that? Like, I heard something about The Rock. Like,
he's still wrestling.
Coming back to WWE or something.
Yeah, he's going to be wrestling.
Cool.
So, yeah, if you want to, we can start wrapping up here. We could.
Yeah, I mean, a little quick wrap up here. So, we talked about, we covered quite a bit. We talked about coaching. Different coaching changes going on and football movies, sports movies in general, TV series. Episode 2, I feel like we're kind of getting a little more comfortable and getting the swing of things in terms of this podcast stuff.
Yeah.
Still learning as we go. Just bear with us on some of like the ups and downs. There'll be some ups and downs.
Get the butterflies out of your stomach.
Yeah, get the butterflies. You settle down and get you some squinch, all right?
Don't be bashful now.
But no, yeah, it's been fun so far. I think this was a good episode. It was a fun chat with you, Kale. Anything you got to add?
Go Tigers. Go Tigers. You're going to be yours, Floyd.
Yeah. We are. The more you listen to us, the more weird you're going to hear us be. But that's
we can definitely talk about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and hey, you know what? If you guys have any
And trust me, it won't just be sports. Like, there's definitely going to be more stuff we'll talk about. Yes, for sure. Yes.
You guys have any questions or what are your opinions about coaches that are going to be good this year and coaches that are all time top for you? Just let us know on our Facebook page.
Yeah. Or let us know what your top sports related TV shows and movies are as well.
Yeah. Or if you got any, you know, sports questions for us, we could, you know, give our opinion on it as well.
Or any potential episode recommendations that things you'd like to hear us talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm set here. Are you set?
I think we're good.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Thank you for listening. This has been the TNT Boys. Thank you.
Goodbye.